It's been a very sad day for Victorian police officers. The whole organisation in mourning. And of course that comes at a time when a lot of us are mourning. Perhaps the loss of life across the globe, the loss of freedom, the loss of finances. So much loss happening at the moment. And we're not always taught how to be with grief in a healthy way. Most of us have ways of perhaps disconnecting when we feel grief. But it's really important to stay present with ourselves so that we can process the grief, so that we can remain connected with what we're feeling rather than disconnect. Because that disconnection is one of the things that creates trauma in the body when we disconnect from emotions and experiences that we don't know how to be with. And of course, that disconnection from ourselves means that we disconnect a little bit from others. And so staying connected is one of the healthiest things that we can do. And so this meditation is designed to help you to really stay connected with yourself, to be really present, and to use mindfulness to create space around any suffering, any stress, any grief, any emotions that are there, so that you can be with them in a healthy way. So start by sitting comfortably, just making sure your spine is straight so that you can stay awake and alert during this meditation. And at the same time, just releasing any tension in the body. Allowing the body to relax and settle. Switching off all those muscles that don't need to be switched on. In the jaw, the shoulders, the chest, the stomach, elsewhere in the body. Just being with the breath for a moment, with breathing. Just noticing what it feels like to breathe in and breathe out. If you're feeling particularly tense or stressed, you can deepen the breath a little bit, extend the out breath a little bit, slow it down. Activating the parasympathetic nervous system, just helping to calm your system down a little bit. Letting the breath settle back into a natural rhythm and just being aware of it, noticing what it feels like to breathe in, what it feels like to breathe out. And as you do that, just being aware of the whole body, just feeling your body from head to toe. And just noticing all the different sensations that are there. Releasing any muscle tension. And just having a basic sense of curiosity about what you're feeling right now. There are the physical sensations telling you about the physiological state of the body. Tiredness, restedness, relaxation, tension, hunger, thirst, just those basic physical signals. So simply noticing them, not thinking about them, needing to do anything with them, just noticing them. And then taking your attention in a little deeper and just starting to notice any emotions, any feelings. Perhaps you feel content, calm, happy. Maybe you notice that there is a little bit of disquiet or sadness or grief around the loss of the police officers or around what's happening with coronavirus or some other loss or challenge in your life. Perhaps there's some sadness there. Perhaps there's some anxiety, some fear. Just becoming aware of any vulnerable emotions that you feel. And whatever you notice, whether it's sadness or fear or anger or anything else, just making space for that. So So by making space, I mean just being willing to feel it as it is. And so a good way to do that is just to take your attention right to the sensations in the body, right to the emotion, noticing where you feel it, where it's centered in the body, noticing the boundaries, the edges of the sensation. Maybe they're very diffuse, maybe they're very distinct. Noticing the texture of the emotion. Maybe there are different emotions that you notice. Just noticing the texture of them. The felt sense of them in the body. And the moment you start to do this, you might notice the mind wandering, perhaps getting lost in stories or memories, angry thoughts, or just zoning out entirely. And this is completely normal. It's a habit of the mind to wander. And it's also very normal that when we're feeling distressed, sad, afraid, that the mind, we don't really want to be with those unpleasant emotions. So the mind wanders off. It zones out. It spaces out. It gets caught up in thinking. Maybe some just random daydream, or maybe thinking about what we're feeling. And your job right now is just to notice that very normal process taking place and to simply bring your attention back to feeling the sensations in the body, feeling the emotions, making space for grief, for sadness, recognizing that that is a very normal human emotion. It tells us that we've lost something that's important to us. That's what sadness tells us. What grief tells us. And if we don't want to feel it, it just sort of has a way of staying buried, getting stuck, maybe leaking out sometimes. But if we're willing to just feel it, to allow it to be there, if we're willing to let it be as big as it is, then sometimes it starts to really show itself. Maybe tears come, or sobs, or maybe it's just a feeling of that emotion moving through the body. So just noticing what's alive in your body. Making space. So just feeling with curiosity. You can breathe in and out of the emotion, the discomfort in the body. Almost imagining your breath going in and out of that part of your body. Not to get rid of it, change it, but to just create some space around it. Some people like what's called soothing touch. You might place a hand on the part of your body where you feel it the most. Just bringing some physical presence to that emotion. Holding it. And just giving yourself complete permission to feel it. It's good to feel emotion, not to get lost in it. We don't need to feed it with stories or indulge it, but we don't want to fight it either. Both of those things keep us engaged with the emotion and keep it stuck, and instead we want to just allow it to be there. Moment by moment, breath by breath, just feeling it, making space for it. Recognizing that it's totally normal to feel this, and it's a very normal emotion that a lot of people are feeling right now. And so just noticing what it's like to relate to your grief or emotions or discomfort in this way. Just cultivating this ability to be with it in this way and noticing what that's like. And you might like to come back and do this meditation multiple times today. You might like to just do it without the recording, just take a few moments and feel into it in the same way that we've been doing here. Knowing that that's a very healthy, very good thing to do for yourself and for others as well, modeling to them that feeling grief is okay, particularly if we feel it in this way. And so when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open.